Listen and repeat. Devo lavorare. Devo lavorare. Once more. Devo lavorare. Devo means I have to, I must. It can also be used in any situation in which you are invited somewhere or someone asks you to do something, but you cannot because you have another commitment. It can be anything previously arranged, work, meeting up with friends, a doctor's appointment, and even when your commitment is to do shopping. Let's see some more examples. Devo studiare. Devo studiare. I have to study. Devo andare in ufficio. Devo andare in ufficio. In ufficio. I have to go to the office. Devo fare la spesa. Devo fare la spesa. Devo fare la spesa. I have to do the shopping. And now, the verb dovere, to have to in the infinitive form, dovere, together with some new and useful words and language structures. Devo andare a lezione di yoga. Devo andare a lezione di yoga. Once more, devo andare a lezione di yoga. I have to go to a yoga class. You can replace it with any other subject or class. For example, devo andare a lezione di tedesco. Devo andare a lezione di tedesco. I have to go to a German class. Devo studiare per l'esame. Devo studiare per l'esame. I have to study for my exam. Literally, I have to study for the exam. Once more. Devo studiare per l'esame. Devo comprare il latte. Devo comprare il latte. I have to buy milk. Devo telefonare ai miei genitori. Devo telefonare ai miei genitori. I have to call my parents. Genitori, parents. Ai miei, it just means my in the plural form. Once more, devo telefonare ai miei genitori. Devo riordinare la casa. Devo riordinare la casa. I have to tidy up my house or flat. Let's see the whole verb dovere in the present tense. Devo riordinare la casa. Devo riordinare la casa. I have to tidy up my house or flat. Another common way to say to tidy up is mettere in ordine. Mettere in ordine. Let's see the whole verb dovere, to have to, in the present tense. Devo, devi, deve, dobbiamo, dovete, devono. Once more. Devo, I have to, I must. Devi, you have to, you must. Deve, he, she, has to, or he, she, must. Dobbiamo, we have to, we must. Dovete, you have to, you must. plural. Devono, they have to, they must. Let's say it once more. Make sure to say it aloud. Devo, devi, deve. Dobbiamo, dovete, devono. Some more examples. Try to guess the meaning. Devi lavorare sabato. Devi lavorare sabato. Do you have to work or are you working on Saturday? Devi studiare domani sera. Devi studiare domani sera. Do you have to study or are you studying tomorrow evening? Devi ancora fare la spesa? Devi ancora fare la spesa? Do you still have to do the shopping? Let's see another very important verb. Potere. Potere. Potere means can or can, but it's used in a different way to the verbs sapere and conoscere. Sapere means can in the sense of having a skill. For example, so cucinare, I can cook. So guidare, I can drive. So il francese, or so parlare il francese, I can speak French. So nuotare, I can swim. So giocare a tennis, I can play tennis. So suonare il piano, I can play the piano, etc. Potere means can in the sense of A, having or not having the time. In sentences like tomorrow I can't, I have to work. Or B, in the sense of may. In sentences like may I open the window? Or at school. May I go to the toilet or restroom? C, in the sense of being physically able to do something. In sentences like I can't speak, I have a sore throat, or I can't walk, my foot hurts. And in the sense of D, something being possible for someone. In a sentence like can you send me the link? Let's see the whole verb potere. Remember that in most cases, especially before you reach an intermediate level, you will mostly need the first two or three persons. Posso. Posso. I can. Puoi. Puoi. Once more. Puoi. You can. Può. Può. It's può, but with a stress at the end. Può. He, she can. Possiamo. Possiamo. We can. Potete. Potete. You can. Plural. Possono. Possono. They can. Let's see it in conversation. Andiamo a mangiare una pizza stasera? Andiamo a mangiare una pizza stasera? Stasera means tonight. So the whole sentence means what about going for a pizza tonight? Once more. Andiamo a mangiare una pizza stasera? And the answer? Stasera non posso, devo lavorare. Stasera non posso, I can't, devo lavorare, I have to work. Or, Ti va di giocare a pallavolo domani? Ti va? Ti va di giocare a pallavolo domani? Do you feel like playing volley tomorrow? The answer? Non posso. I can't. Mi fa male il piede. Mi fa male il piede. My foot hurts. Mi fa male. It hurts. But all together, mi fa male il piede. My foot hurts. Or, puoi chiamarmi più tardi? Puoi chiamarmi più tardi? Puoi chiamarmi più tardi? Puoi chiamarmi più tardi? Adesso non posso parlare. Adesso non posso parlare. Can you call me later? I can't talk now. The answer? Certo, alle 9 va bene? Certo, alle 9 va bene? Of course, does 9 o'clock work for you? Sì, grazie. A dopo. Yes, thank you. Speak later. Puoi chiamarmi means can you call me? Tardi means late. Più tardi, later. For example, vado a letto tardi. Presto, early. For example, la mattina mi sveglio presto. Two very important expressions are mi dispiace, and scusami, scusami. Both mean something similar to I'm sorry, but they are used in two different contexts. Use scusami, scusami, or the formal version mi scusi. If you did something wrong, you stepped on someone's foot, you forgot to call or to write. Use mi dispiace or purtroppo, purtroppo, which means something like unfortunately, when you are refusing an invitation. It's very important culturally. For Italians, it is important to show that you like the invitation or suggestion before saying that you can't make it. It's equally important to say why you can't. You don't have to give too much of an explanation, although they are culturally appreciated. But in general, I have to work or I have to study is quite important. It's just a way to show appreciation for the invitation or proposal. It sounds nicer and you will likely get another proposal soon. If you don't want to say why you can't, you can also say something like mi dispiace, domani non posso. Va bene sabato? I'm sorry, I can't tomorrow, but would Saturday work? In this way you can show that you want to meet the person soon, you just can't on the suggested day. Some other examples. Purtroppo domani non posso, devo studiare. Purtroppo domani non posso, devo studiare. Unfortunately I can't tomorrow, I have to study. Mi dispiace, non posso. Devo aiutare mia sorella a fare una cosa. Devo aiutare mia sorella a fare una cosa. I'm sorry I can't, I have to help my sister with something. Purtroppo stasera non posso. Va bene domani alle 5? Purtroppo stasera non posso. Va bene domani alle 5? Unfortunately I can't tonight. But tomorrow at 5 work? One last useful word. Peccato. What a pity. Too bad. Very soon you will be able to say much more. Bravo or brava.